Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Iowa Department of Transportation Winter Operations Administrator Craig Bargfried about the snow fence program.
What is the purpose of a snow fence?
Well, the snow fence program, the ultimate intent is to help increase public safety. And why we do it is to be able to catch snow, particularly in known troubled areas that help reduce blowing, drifting of snow, helps increase visibility, and ultimately helps us get the roads back to near normal winter driving conditions quicker with less material and less resources.
What types of snow fences are there for this program?
Well, primarily the biggest portion of this program is standing corn, where we partner with local farmers, landowners, to leave standing corn in the fields to act as a snow fence, and then we pay them for that. We do have some areas where we have some folks that have done permanent snow fences, either like a living snow fence of some type of tree shrubbery, or we have a couple of cases where we have installed what we call a permarail fence. Basically does the same thing, only instead of a living, it's an actual adjustable fence that at the end of the day does the same thing, catches the snow, reduces the blowing and drifting. We have had a couple of instances last year, and we're expanding it a little bit this year, where some farmers are doing round bales. So after they harvest the field, they either, when they bale up the corn stalks, then they put those out in the field, basically in the same general vicinity as where the standing corn would be, to ultimately do the same function.
What is the benefit for landowners for participating in the snow fence program?
Well, the benefit to the landowner is, you know, there's a number of benefits they receive. First of all, you know, it's a public safety issue, like I said. So they're contributing to helping the roads that they travel on each day to being safer for them and their family and their neighbors. Again, it helps us, the DOT, in the fact that we can get the roads back up to a near normal winter driving condition much faster with less resources, less material. It's a habitat for wildlife, so standing corn out there can provide that habitat area for wildlife during the winter. Helps reduce blowing, drifting, soil erosion, captures the snow, so increased soil moisture for the landowner come springtime. So there are a number of benefits. Again, I stress this point. Ultimately, the goal, though, is public safety.
Piggybacking off of that, what are the public benefits of snow fences?
Well, again, much the same. You know, public safety. And we try to focus these in known trouble spot areas, known areas where we have a lot of blowing and drifting, known areas where accidents could potentially occur. So, you know, again, it's all about trying to do the best job we can to get the roads back to a near normal condition as quickly as possible for the traveling public.
How popular are snow fences in this region of the state?
It really varies from the part of the state that you're in. Specifically down in your area, I guess I can't give you any good specific data on how many agreements that we have down there. I'm actually working on a number of them here today, processing them. And so a lot of them are coming in right now as we speak, so as harvest still goes on. But a lot of this goes back to the local garage and the local farmers and them working together in cooperation to identify these troubled areas and explain the benefits of the program to the landowner farmer and then getting them to actually look forward. So actually right now, we have our local garages that are out talking to farmers, not only for signing up for the current season harvest that they just completed or are in the process of completing, but we're actually talking about next season so that as farmers look forward to what they're planting next year, that they can kind of keep this program in mind with their variety selection of corn, where they're actually going to be planting, what kind of rotation they're in, etc.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Iowa Department of Transportation Winter Operations Administrator Craig Bargfried. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.